In victory or defeat, true fans never quit. Champions are made by the fans. That's why 5-Hour Energy is adding a new limited edition Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy Shot to their roster. Fuel your team's spirit with a taste as sweet as an overtime win. Packed with an all-star lineup of B vitamins, nutrients, and 230 milligrams of caffeine, it keeps you feeling energized, loud, and proud all game long. Check out 5hourenergy.com to grab your Stand the Fan Shot today.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. Men's T Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, Eldorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T or visit mensteclinic.com.
It's hour number 5 of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. We're live at Men's T Clinic. It's time for your phone calls at 877-881-1053. What exactly are we seeing with this football team? Mavs will be in action in about 90 minutes. Maybe you want to talk about them. It's the 6 o'clock sound-off. You know, your one opportunity of the week to call in and participate against your fellow Tolo for the best take of the week here. You know, we got to talk Wolchuk into it. He's only willing to do it when he senses incredible sports passion in the air. And that's exactly what we're looking at right now as the Cowboys have lost again, now sitting at 3-7 on the year? 3-7.
Yeah, 3-7.
Wow. I don't know if they're going to win again. Okay, let me just throw that out there. I think, you know, what you're seeing is such a carelessness and an inability from any leader in that organization to say, hey, guys, get it together. And, you know, it's one thing to be not as good as the opponent, but right now the way they're going about their business just gives you no hope that they can rally. So, there are only a few rules of the 6 o'clock sound off. Number one, you got to bring it.
Oh, I can't hear you. Sound off like you got a pair.
Number two, you only get 30 seconds. And number three, I will not tell you, but if you violate it, you'll hear the dial tone. And the hint is, we're doing fine. You know,
just fine.
Doing great.
Get to talk about sports on the radio, hanging out at a great spot here, Men's T Clinic. They've once again taken great care of us and the KMC Masterpiece. It's where you go to get your edge back, get in, get out, get back to being you. Anything you guys need to sound off on before we get to these phone calls?
I mean, Brian's been ticking me off per usual, but that's just a daily occurrence.
Yeah. I could say the same thing about Wolchuk, and I feel like that maybe that Chiafalo today, Chiafalo's situation, we got the text for him.
Yeah.
I think it was a quitting effort today.
Oh!
By Chief?
Yeah, I think so.
You're calling out my guy?
I'm calling out a quitting effort.
Come on.
You know, we all had to battle through yesterday.
A guy can't take a sick day around you, Brian.
Nope.
Without all sorts of...
You're just a watchdogger.
I'm just telling you right now, I'm just kind of thinking about my guy. You know, he likes to show toughness, but not always.
He's also a family man. So if he needed a family day after yesterday's big Sunday game day away from the fam, I get it.
Blamed it on bronchitis.
Yeah. Well, that'll happen.
Yeah.
That'll happen to you. Upper respiratory like a mofo. Yeah, so hopefully, hopefully it's not the vid. You know, that'll sap the energy right out of you.
Well, sure don't say that. I was sitting next to him the whole day yesterday.
Well, I know you're immune. You'll just tough it out.
I think the wind probably blew any of that away.
Yeah.
Dawson.
I could hear
seriously.
It. Yeah.
Canopy, that thing was like it was getting ready to fly off, like Dorothy, Wizard of Oz fly off.
And that could be terrifying, especially in big crowds. Those things have killed people.
Yeah, all those Houston Texan fans around us were making us a little nervous.
I thought we were going to lose that speaker. Ruben over here.
Ruben caught it.
My gosh.
Ruben grabbed
a speaker?
A speaker was going down.
Yeah. Wow.
And Ruben grabbed the cords in the back. Like one hand grabbed it and then pulled it back to safety.
Wow.
That thing was going to the turf.
All right, at 877-881-1053, you take these takes to the turf. We want to hear your best stuff. Where do we start tonight, Lucius?
Yeah, let's go to Chris in Dallas.
Good
Sound
evening,
off,
Chris.
Bro.
Sound
hey,
off.
I'm ready. All right. Hey, Gavin.
Yeah.
Jerry Davis has a nice ring to it. Last year, I called in talking about let's trade Michael Parsons, and you guys laughed about it. Where are we now? We need draft picks. We can't do nothing. We're mad at the court, at the coach. You got Bobby Bell over there throwing a temper tantrum in the morning over Mike McCarthy where he has no talent. I mean, Brian, you're the talent out there. Say something to your boy. I'm out.
There he goes. Thank you, Chris in Dallas.
To you, Chris.
What do you got for him?
I got crushed. I got crushed by the media in this town and the fan base for talking about trading Micah Parsons. months before you even thought about it, Chris.
Yeah, Chris. Yeah,
months.
We were doing holiday radio.
You talk about sounding
brought
out.
It up. Chris.
Yeah, Chris, think again, bro.
Yeah.
You are way behind the game right now.
Yeah.
Because I got hammered by doing this.
Yeah.
And so, no, I don't want to hear your crap.
Damn.
I mean, chances are that during a five-hour sports show, we've probably talked about it.
We have talked about it to the point.
Yeah.
Talked about it to the point where people got mad and were threatening, you know, us.
Well, they're always threatening.
With that kind of conversation. So, Chris. Yeah. Back off. I'm not voting for you just for that reason.
But we're pretty much right there with you. I think all of us would probably sign off on that at this point because this team is years away. And I
like that, Lucius.
I don't know if Mike
toxic,
is still going to be in.
You are toxic right now.
Yeah.
Oh, my
well,
God.
Yeah.
Chris
get
Dallas.
Me started on that frayed Micah Parsons.
This is going to end like the last scene in Scarface.
I take your bullet. It's fine.
There it is. Chris in Dallas, he was the first guy with the trade Micah idea, and we all shot him down last year when he called.
He was. Brian was too busy kissing Jerry's rear.
That's right.
Good point.
Who's next, Lucius?
Let's go to Sam in the Cliff. Sound off, Sam.
The Cliff.
The Cliff.
I love it. Hey, what's going on? What's going on? All I got to say is, man, the Cowboys suck, bro. I'm so tired of the Cowboys right now, bro. Mm. And I might be tripping, bro. Micah Parsons sucks, too. Nobody might probably don't want him. And you don't do nothing but get pressures. I want to sack. I don't care nothing about no pressure. The Mavericks, they borderline. They either getting blowed out, losing, or barely winning. I miss the Rangers. I'm ready to see what they're going to do next year. The Stars, they all right, but they don't come on TV. I don't know what you got to do to watch the Stars. But, yeah, that's it. The Cowboys, they suck. That's the
there he goes. Sam and the Cliff. Sam. Cowboys suck, bro.
Cliff bringing it.
I'm pretty tired, and I think the Mavs are going to start winning. I know they've been barely winning, but they're about to, I think, go on a little streak here.
Got the next three or four games, so they got some winnable games.
That's right. Lucius, who's next?
Rodeo Ron. Oh, sound off, sir.
Boy, Jerry Jones, you couldn't open the roof like the Dallas Cowboys offense couldn't hit a hole that was open. Or complete a pass that the wide receiver was wide open to. Mm. The tight end is hurt. The defense definitely sucked again. But if you thought the Cowboys were going to win, you were drinking or smoking something stronger than I was last night. And the Cowboys got caught with their assless shaft death, just like Mike Tyson did. And remember, if you're not rolling home with that G-Bag Nation, with 105 being the best, drinking.
Wow.
I think if he would have led with the assless chaps thing.
The Tyson reference was good.
Right off the jump, that would have just, I mean, he tried to go with the open roof.
Well, he's
thing.
Just freestyling it.
Yeah, but I'm saying if he would have just opened with that, that would have been.
No, you're right.
That would have been the game changer right there. But that was a good finish.
He rallied so hard, though.
He did rally.
I let him go 43 seconds.
Yeah, he bounced off
really
the rail.
You really timing these.
You could hear the pressure.
Never realized Gavin times.
He does. He times them. He really does.
We're going next.
Man, Mike Tyson's booty cheeks is crazy because
they did him dirty.
They did him dirty, and if you listen to the interview, he says like, "I'm gonna pulverize them, I'm gonna kill them. This is a fight, and I gotta give it my all." And he turns around, and he sees his ass.
It really was shocking.
Was he wearing his cup? Was that the whole deal? Was he in the boxing
cup? I think so.
Yeah.
Lucius, did they show that on the big screen?
That was his jock strap.
No, we didn't. I didn't see it.
Okay.
If they did, I didn't see it.
That would have been funny.
I feel like the whole place would have erupted with laughter if they
Mike
did.
Just Mike Tyson's big old booty just on the Jerry Trump.
I'm going to pulverize them and kill them in a fight. And he turned around and he's like, all right. let's go to Ryan. Ryan, sound off, sir.
Yeah. Hey, what's up, guys?
Oh. Yep.
I just wanted to say that, man, Jerry Jones is dumb because he wants to make money. Doesn't he know that the Cowboys win the freaking Super Bowl? He's gonna make the most money he's ever made, ever. Like, what's up? And clearly, the Cowboys are clearly, like, the locker room is lost. Like Mike McCarthy's lost the locker room, and it just makes me really mad.
Yep. Appreciate you, Ryan.
Could sense some nerves there.
Yeah.
That was a first-timer.
That was a good cherry pop there, and I think there's a lot of meat left on that bone.
There's a lot of potential there, Ryan. I like a lot of those thoughts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's potential.
Yeah.
Poe.
You ain't got potential, bro. You got potential.
Potential.
Sound like something Dion would say. Got dirty. That's some potential.
It's a potential.
Let's go to Sean. Sound off, Sean.
Hey, fellas, it's me again. I'm not going to bring up Facebook like last week, but I am going to bring up the fact that it looks like the Mavericks are back. The defense is back with P.J. Washington being back. They might have some scoring again. And, yeah, we're not gonna pull a Sam, talk out our ass. We're not going to let it hang out, and we're not going to Blake all over the field like the Cowboys. It's time to just focus on a winning team, focus on the Stars, focus on the Mavs, and enjoy what we got. And quit being so sad. It's not worth it.
Thank you, Sean. Those are the wise words.
Sean, last week he was having Facebook problems. A lot of people negative on the Facebook thing. He didn't like
that. That's right. That was Sean's negative Facebook guy.
Yeah, he was.
Well, there is a lot of toxicity out there, Sean, and I appreciate you for pointing it out.
Yeah.
A lot of toxicity of our city. I'll tell you what, though. P.J. Washington can fix a lot of stuff. Rebounding, perimeter defense, interior defense. You know, I want a lot more of that here for the rest of this season. And I think that the Mavs game coming up at 7:30 tonight, this will be the last time they are at or below 500 for the rest of this season.
Oh, I love
that. How about that? Wow. How about that
I love that.
You know, getting rid of the toxicity. Who's next, Lucius?
Chris in Fort Worth, you're in the G-Bag Nation. Sound off, sir.
How you guys doing this evening?
Oh,
yeah, that's, man. We've been going really close the last three or four.
Yeah, I got you, bitch.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you stepped across that line. Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to Nick. Nick, you're in the G-Bag Nation. What are you? Sound off. Forgot what segment was.
Hey, fellas. This is Nickelberry from Nickelberry, Texas.
Okay.
And that's 3 points I want to touch on right quick. First of all, Jerry under the illusion that he made them the American team. They was the American team when he bought them. Mm. And then we keep talking about bringing in a new coach, but we keep talking about old coaches. Look around the league. New blood is what's bleeding this league.
Blood.
Also, the Mavericks are back. Thank y'all for accepting my call.
Yeah.
Salute to you, Nickelberry.
I love that. That was good. Good call.
He calls him a fishing bank.
Love the accent. I do want to go fishing with that guy. Yeah. What are you casting, Brian?
Yeah. Put some cornflakes on here with this big red.
The big red.
Get you a nice little catfish, boy.
I tell you, I can listen to that guy talk all day.
Let's go to Travis. Travis, you're in the G-Bag Nation. Sound off, sir.
The Cowboys season is falling apart, and so is their damn stadium. Their stadium's falling apart. They can't even keep the stadium together.
Mm.
The Mavs are coming back. They will be back. They will be better with P.J. Washington. Win, lose, or tie, I'm a Cowboys fan till I die. That's all I got.
There he goes, Travis. And I thought you had a good point. You know, the stadium is a reflection of the team currently. Hmm. I think you got a lot of work to be done around that spot, maybe a new coat of paint. Clearly, you know, maybe you need to work out the roof every now and then when nobody is there. That could have been horrible last night if that sheet had turned vertical, Brian.
Yeah, I want to tell you, though, Legends hospitality there, they've been on point all year. So they're playing winning ball with the brisket sandwich yesterday.
Yeah.
Winning ball. It's been that way. Yeah.
That lineman,
they had brisket sandwiches in the media room?
They did. Let me say.
Smoked?
Yeah. Oh, it beautiful. Beautiful taste, the bark and all that, the bun, everything about
Scooters it. Are guys downtown?
No.
In the ballpark?
They're kind of, you know, they were, listen, it's a lot of
It was a great brisket sandwich.
It's a positive sandwich.
Yeah. It's like when I talk about In-N-Out.
What are you doing there? You're just, you know.
I was just wondering.
The one that it's not as good as Pecan Lodge.
The one that we all.
Or Tato.
The one that we always get, and we just, nobody says a word.
It's my way.
Nobody says a
word. Hurtado on Thursday. Can't wait.
Yeah, Hurtado on Thursday. That'll be fun.
Who's next, Lucius?
Okay. Let's go to Olin and Grand Prairie.
Olin Mills.
Olin. Sound off, sir. You're in the G-Bag Nation.
Thank you so much for letting me be on this. Hey, I'm sure you boys can. G-Bag Nation, by the way, best show on the fan, so shout out to you guys.
Thank you.
I listen to y'all every day. I drive Uber, and so everybody who gets in my car has got to be a Tolo, too.
My gosh.
Anyways, what I was going to say was, I'm sure you guys have had times in your life where your eyes open up and something just makes sense that it makes sense. Yeah. Last year, when we lost to the team that fired the coach that we hired with the first-year quarterback, and then we didn't fire the team that fired the coach that we hired, I had an eye-opening moment where I'm like, I ain't going to listen to no more Jerry Jones stuff. I'm not going to be in this. And then I turned back on at the start of the season. And I saw we'd made no off-season moves. I see the current state of the situation. I start calculating. I was born in 1989. Jerry purchased the team 4 years after I was born. And so this is a personal curse to me and any other 35-year-old Dallas Cowboys fans who's from and born and raised in the DFW. And I just it just dawned on me that we're not a football team or an organization or a club like Garrett used to say. We are we're just a sales team. You know, we sell football to, you know, to football fans, and that is all we do. And if we're going to expect anything else in our lifetime, I think we might be selling ourselves a little short. Now, statistically.
There he goes, Owen. That was a minute 20 seconds of gold.
Owen!
Okay, I gave you the extra time because you did such a good job of explaining what the best show on the fan is.
Yeah,
you really buttered us up,
Dawson.
Man.
Dawson
and
let that one
freaking
run.
On fire, dude.
Yeah, he was.
It's not a football team. It's a football business.
There we go. But the fact
you're gonna cape for your guy now, Brian.
Yeah, you know, the fact that he said some really positive things about us.
Yeah,
I saw what you did. You kind of turned the clock
over.
Buy
you some time.
You just turned him over.
I like
reset
Dylan.
It a couple of times.
Nice.
Yeah. Owen could win this thing. I'll
I
tell
could
you
use
what.
Some more compliments.
Very smart kid.
Very
okay,
smart.
Who's next? Anybody else, Lucius?
No.
Okay. Is
I mean,
it, is it Owen?
Jam packed, but I haven't checked them.
Well, sorry. We'll maybe get you next week.
Yeah, we'll get
if
we'll
Chuck allows.
We'll see.
I think it's usually only after a Cowboys loss, so we should have seven more of those.
Yeah, probably the rest of the season, boys, girls. Let's go.
Is it Chris in Dallas? He was the first guy to bring the trade Micah idea. Is it Sam and the Cliff? Cowboys suck.
Yeah.
Is it Rodeo Ron?
Ooh,
unbelievable.
Strong.
He almost wins it every time. He could win it every time. It's kind of like Jordan the MVP.
Right.
Are we going to give it to the mailman? Ryan, Jerry Jones is dumb. Sean, Mavs are back. Chris in Fort Worth asked how we were doing. We had Nickelberry in Nickelberry.
In Nickelberry.
We had Travis, Cowboys season's falling apart. So's the stadium. And Olin, it's a football business. That's my vote, Wolchuk. Who are you voting for?
It was Owen. Oh, crap. I'm going to go with Nickelberry.
Brian?
Nickelberry.
I'm stuck in a three-way situation again.
Okay.
I got salmon. Just... Yeah, man, it's amazing, bro. It's been a while.
Story of your life, baby.
It's been a while, bro. I don't know if I got it in me. I got to hit up the men's tee first. Salmon, Oak Cliff, Rodeo Ron, and Nickelberry.
Yeah.
I got those three.
By a score of 2.3 to 1 to 0.3, Nickelberry is your new 6 o'clock sound-off champion. When we come back here on 105.3 The Fan, an audio celebration of the football weekend that was... Is that what it is? Is it TD Tuesday or is
no,
it two guys one booth?
We had an issue with TD Tuesday. I'll tell you about that on the other side, and it's not my fault, but we'll do some two guys one booth, and I'll give you an update on the college football playoff. That's next.
I'm about to get into some two guys one booth. What's up? You're giving me the finger already, Brian? Come on.
In the Cowboys show tonight.
Yeah.
With Brad Sham.
Who is it?
Rico Dowdle.
Rico
yeah.
on the Cowboys Hour tonight yeah. with Brad Sham.
Yeah.
And then you never know what you're going to get or hear. When it comes to the Fan After Dark.
Sure.
Fred Davis, yeah. Blake Elliott, our reigning G-Bag of the Day champion. Segment brought to you by G-Bag Nation, brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today at carsforkids.org. About to get into two guys, one booth. We did just get the college football playoff latest results, and we got some movings and some shakings happening here, boys and girls. How about Boise State? They have moved ahead of BYU in the third installment of the college football rankings released just moments ago. Broncos now in a position to get a first round bye ahead of the Big 12 champion. So the top five,
holy geez.
It's number one Oregon leading the way. And then you've got Ohio State, Texas, Penn State, Indiana. But the biggest story is the committee dropping BYU after a 17-13 loss to KU, which ruined the unbeaten season. So BYU at 9-1, they've moved down eight spots from number 6 to number 14. Ooh. They're behind number 12 Boise State. So you use their current rankings. The highest four rated conference champs, it's Oregon in the Big Ten. It's Texas in the SEC. It's Miami in the ACC. And now Boise State in the Mountain West. They would be the four highest-rated conference champs. BYU would be included in the playoff as the fifth highest rated conference champion, but would be the number 12 seed and have to play in the first round.
Okay. Can you tell me with the way, do you have a, I should have looked this up, but I'm sorry. Do you have a way the brackets are set up right now? Who would play that game against Boise on the bye?
Okay. One second. I'm getting it.
I didn't mean to ask that question.
Buffer. Okay. They would play the winner of BYU and Ohio State.
Okay, because that game would be played on the blue turf at Boise, right? Can you imagine the potential weather conditions for that game?
Oh, yes. And it's perfect for running the football with the best running back in college football.
Well, I was just saying, can you imagine your playoff and that's kind of the neat thing.
That'd be cool.
But you got Ohio, they played the winner of Ohio State.
I think they could beat either of those teams. I really
do. Boise could beat Ohio State?
Boise State went to Eugene and almost beat the number one team in the country in Oregon. And Oregon
back
better
is special.
Than Ohio State.
That back is special.
Gentry put the team on his back. And almost went into Eugene and won it. And, I mean, that's why, like, the whole he hasn't played anybody. It's a crap BS argument. He went to Eugene, Oregon, which is sure. one of the most ruckus environments in college football. They're the number one ranked team in the country. They're undefeated. And he was the reason they almost pulled off a massive upset.
It's funny because I've watched a little of Ohio State already in the draft. They have a kid named Talik Williams.
Yeah.
He's a defensive tackle. He's 6'3", 327. Man, that defense looks legit. I mean, with the size and the...
I mean, they handled Penn State pretty well. That was impressive to watch.
That's
they
are good
at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah.
And they still got that end that came back.
And I love Gentry. Trust me. I love him.
It'd be a fun matchup.
But I couldn't imagine my playoff when... But maybe some other games, too. You know, you talk about other games, but Boise, especially with that... the weather conditions, the way that could be up there, and your existence of getting into,
yeah,
you know, would have to be in a game that could be played in just maybe blinding snow, you know, or something like that. I mean, it's kind of fun in a way.
It is.
That Boise would get a game like that. And
we'll see. I mean, we'll have to see if Boise State's able to hold this. Oregon would play the winner of Alabama and Notre Dame. Miami would play the winner of Georgia and Penn State.
Oregon would play the winner of Alabama and Notre Dame?
Yeah.
God, that seems like a pretty hard draw doesn't it?
At the one seed.
And they're the number one seed.
They'd play the 8-9 matchup. 11-6 is Georgia versus Penn State. That would be at Penn State. That winner would play Miami.
That could be bad weather, too.
And then Ole Miss at Indiana. That winner would play Texas.
Wow.
So that's fun. That's fun when it comes to college football. You never know what's going to happen.
Who's the team that you feel the least confident in of all those 12 teams?
Penn State.
You just think?
I think Penn State's fake.
You think?
I think they're a fraud. I don't think James Franklin can win a big game. I think he'll find a way to screw it up.
They are on him.
He can't beat a legitimate team.
He can't do it. They are on him pretty strong about.
But it's tough. Like, how do you fire a guy that wins 10 games a year and he's got him in the top 10 conversation, but he just can't beat a good Ohio State team? He can't.
You're right about that.
You know, he'll find a way to screw it up.
He's the best edge.
He's my number two player behind Travis Hunter from who I've watched.
Do you like him better than James Pierce from Tennessee?
I do, because I think he can actually play the run. I don't know that James Pierce can. James Pierce scares me with that.
Yeah.
He's rare when it comes to being able to rush the passer. I don't think he can set the edge to save his life.
Yeah.
Right now. But he's got the frame where he could.
James Pierce is really twitched up, though.
Dude.
You watch him off the edge.
Special.
We're talking about the Tennessee edge.
Yeah, so number 27.
Yeah.
Really fun player to watch. All right, let's get into it. It's time for a little Two Guys, One Booth. All right. It is time for Two Guys, One Booth. No 214. There's no TD Tuesday today. Why? Well, the site that I get the calls from, for whatever reason, I had November 14th available, and then I had November 18th available. There was nothing in between. So I could get calls from last night's game, and I could get calls from Thursday Night Football. I could not get anything from Saturday or Sunday. Means no TD Tuesday. So maybe tomorrow I'll look back, and they'll have fixed this thing. But as of right now, we're getting bleeped over for this week. We got Two Guys, One Booth for you. Thank you to Kevin Walker for pulling some of these. A 9-hour Cowboys game day on The Fan right here on 105.3 The Fan, your home of the Cowboys. We start with Babe. And you've heard of third wheels, right?
Third wheels.
What about a seventh wheel?
But I think Chauncey Golston is one guy who's kind of taken advantage of the opportunity to show that he can be more than the like seventh wheel that he was the last 3 years.
Seventh wheel. I like that. I've been the third wheel a time or two.
Yeah.
Maybe I've been the seventh and I didn't know it.
Pretty fair.
Nothing like being the seventh wheel, you know. No,
that's a
good
one.
But Chauncey Golston, you know.
Maybe so.
Just flashed at times. Flashed at times. Next up, we got Babe, and we've got like an interesting name here. I remember watching this kid, Toa Toa.
Yeah.
Take it away, Babe.
The defensive back who was the first one through, and then Toa Toa came in and said, uh-oh.
Oh, come on, bro.
Yeah. You go nowhere.
Come on, bro.
That was cheesy.
Come on, bro.
We didn't like that one.
Defensive back who was the first one through, and then Toa Toa came in and said, uh-oh.
He was thinking about when was I going to slide that one in throughout the entire
that
broadcast.
That was a good one. That was a good one.
Okay, you know how I've talked oftentimes, eventually we're going to do an all-time laugh bracket. We might have a new edition. Listen to Babe's laugh here.
Well, I want to underscore and applaud you for the point you made at the beginning of the game, which is how smart the Cowboys were to defer. Because they knew they were going to play a tough, competitive half
and
have the ball at the start of the third quarter.
Did we just find a new villain laugh?
That's a villain laugh right there.
Lucius Fur. Yeah. That's good right there for Babe. That's good.
That's strong.
That is good. Babe's also doing stuff with ear holes.
Schoonmaker pulls it out of his ear hole, and then he is drilled to the ground, and then there's a flag.
Drilled in the ear hole.
Oh. Very descriptive there.
Mm-hmm.
Stay away from my ears. Brad and Babe talking Schoonie, and boy, it was a tight end party. Span Ford and Schoonmaker, it was like between the two of them, they had about 100 targets. But, hey, Schoonie actually did something, huh?
Schoonmaker was out there on the left. They went two tight ends.
I'm sorry, who?
His name is Luke Schoonmaker. He was a second-round pick a little back. Now he's coming back in the game.
Has he fallen off the face of the earth?
Yeah.
Did he say Schoonmaker?
Schoonmaker.
His name is Luke Schoonmaker. Play it one more time for my listeners, if you don't mind.
Sure. Schoonmaker was out there on the left. They went two tight ends.
I'm sorry, who?
His name is Luke Schoonmaker. He was a second-round pick a little back.
Schoonmaker. The fake punt. Okay, this was one you called pregame.
Yes.
You're like, all right, they're probably going to do a fake punt. Bone says something up his sleeves. They did. Yeah. Did not work. Brad calling it as well.
The veteran route. Oh, it's a fake punt. Anger throws the ball out to Wanye Thomas, and he caught the ball, but short of the first down.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. That seems to be, and you know what? That's very much like all the other Cowboys throws on third down. If it's third and eight, we're going to throw for third and four.
The Texans did a good job. They tricked him with their alignment, the 4-4, and leave the middle open and drop Minshew. They tricked Dallas on that play.
You just punt the ball.
Yeah, punt the ball.
Punt the ball.
Punt the ball.
Now we've got Cooper, Rush, and Brad is like, dude, you just need to get your ass on the ground.
Fourth and 16 from the 41. Here's pressure. Go down, Cooper. Live another day. And Hoffman wants to fight somebody.
Always does.
Yeah.
There was a lot of fights yesterday. Buddy Johnson
got in a lot of fights.
He was getting into it every special teams time that he was on the field. Like kickoffs, Buddy Johnson was scrapping with someone.
I wonder if Buddy Johnson has something against the Houston Texans.
Maybe he does.
Maybe somebody did him wrong.
Maybe
they tried to work him out and they said they were going to work him out and they didn't work him out kind of a thing.
Buddy, maybe we should get Buddy Johnson some playing time. Yeah. What do you think?
Maybe so.
I wouldn't mind it.
Tough guy.
He's got some anger.
He does.
Clearly,
got some anger.
He needs to unleash some of that. Mm-hmm. And then we talk witness protection. I don't think Brad or Babe are in witness protection, but they have a conversation about it.
And not to belabor the point, but Schoonmaker has been in – he hadn't been in the doghouse. He's been in witness protection.
He sure was. I mean, Span Ford eclipsed him when it comes to playing time, but – hey, Schoonie did a little something. Like, if you're looking for positives yesterday, I think
one of his better games.
Both tight ends. Both those young tight ends stepped up and at least did something.
I wish those targets would have gone to Turpin more, but that's, you know, there were a couple times where Turpin was open, just couldn't give him the ball.
Well, and I think Mingo deserves a little attaboy. I mean, he was blocking his rear off. That was something we saw that he could do.
Let me tell you what.
He blocked well.
Move him to tackle. That son of a gun is mean when it comes to that blocking
stuff. He's got nastiness.
We talked about that first play real quick where – you know, that we, you know, they asked Lamb to go in there and try and dig the linebacker
out.
Correct
me if I'm wrong, they've tried Tolbert with that too, and both of them stink.
I tell you what, the two, Mingo was
Mingo's the
not
guy.
Bad.
Let's
not
do it
bad.
With Mingo.
And he got open a couple of times too. They didn't get him the ball either.
Yeah, I did. There was a third down. He ran a nice little curl route there. Okay, there's two guys, one boo. Thank you very much, Lucius. Coming up on the other side, maybe we'll crosstalk with somebody from the night show if they decided to show up. If not, we'll have more from Men's Tee Clinic here in Frisco.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lucius. And thanks to Men's Tee Clinic in Frisco for having us out here. We're celebrating Men's Health Awareness Month. And $25 tee test for all patients. Get your baseline. Get a plan. Just give Men's Tee Clinic a call. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE. Complimentary pure B12 injections for all patients. I took a B12 lipo shot there at the break. It's going to give me a little metabolic boost, I think, and make me feel good, you know, get you that energy. Existing patient offers include preferred pricing for all regenerative therapy offerings. So call Men's Tee Clinic now and get back to being you, okay? Boise State has slid into the top 12 rankings. Did you guys, do you think they got that right?
Yeah, I mean,
we just talked about it, yeah.
Okay.
I think yes. For right now, I think that it's okay.
This thing is going to take care of itself, I have a feeling, in the next 2 weeks.
And I'm kind of hoping that we end up getting a Colorado in here over a BYU. But if Navy pulls an upset today, I was talking with Ari Temkin yesterday at the stadium, who does everything with SiriusXM. It's possible because it's the top four conference champions to get the seeds, the top four seeds.
Colorado beat
Big
BYU.
Big 12 might not get in.
Who?
Big 12 could not get in.
Oh, wow.
That should not be not happen at all. You know, I think when you've expanded it to this extent, you know. But hey, I get it.
How's
you know,
the Big 12 not getting?
Got to draw it somewhere
because they wouldn't be one of the top conference champions.
That's insane.
So if you're the conference champion, you should get in, right?
Only but if you're one of the top four.
They wouldn't get in at large. Only if you're one of the top four.
Oh wow.
Yeah, it's that's pretty insane. I do believe though this committee will do everything in their power possibly to put Deion Sanders and the Buffaloes in the playoff if they can. Can't they? Isn't that a gold mine? That's got to be worth tens of millions of dollars,
absolutely.
Maybe hundreds of millions of dollars.
Exposure,
difference.
For sure. Yeah.
As we talk now with the Fan After Dark, they're coming up after the Cowboys Hour, which is 7 to 8. Brad Sham's guest tonight. Rico Dowdle.
There you go.
Okay, you'll hear from the Cowboys running back with Brad here coming up from 7 to 8. And then the Fan After Dark from 8 to 11. Gentlemen, how are we doing tonight?
Feeling great. I heard my name being mentioned throughout the show. Apparently I won some kind of award. I had some Tolos texting me that I won. I had my co-host texting me that I won. I just want to know what award I won on y'all's show.
The G-Bag of the Day. Best audio from the world of sports, pop culture, talk radio, and or the internet.
Okay, yeah. I already knew what it was. I just wanted to make sure that everybody was clear. I went back and listened to the clip. I heard everyone's remarks about the clip. I just want to clear some things up, you know,
go ahead.
Go ahead.
Put out there.
Like
Odyssey's listening.
First of all, I thought I could say that because Woolchuk made a great point about when you throw another word at the back side of it or front side of it. I thought it was going to be okay.
No, don't blame me for this.
No.
I was going to say, bring Woolchuk down with
him. So that's on me. That's on me for not knowing better. But I do want to blame. I do want to blame some other people as well.
What's that?
I want to blame Chris Strong because it would have been only said once and we would have moved on. But Chris decided to go, no, the 940 text, Blake, the one that you just read. And now my attention was back on it. Then I reread the text, also my fault. And then thirdly, I want to blame Kevin because Kevin made a face, which made me double back on what was said. It could have been brushed over. Could have been a simple dump. Wouldn't have been a G-bag of the day. But my co-host and my producer, they enlightened me to go back to the text messages.
Who is that guy?
So I'm gonna blame them and take zero responsibility for my clip.
Yeah, I want to apologize.
What you're doing there,
to absolutely nobody.
Yeah, every good broadcaster, every future three-time Hall of Famer needs a good supporting cast.
Yes,
and
yes.
Frankly, your cast let you down last night. You know, Blake, you can't be the talented guy and the safe guy all in one. Those two guys never coexist.
Let's pick guys, but no. In all honesty, I'm glad we're able to make some good fun out of it. Got some. a nice stern talking to clean it up.
And just for the record, just so I, because I want to clarify too. Well, Fred wasn't here, all right? So I just want to clarify, that wasn't a Friday show when I was doing my mythical high school show, so I...
Leaving your co-host out to dry.
Well, I mean, look, I just want to make sure that, you know, when we threw, when we do Fan After Dark, you know, Fred and Blake, Monday through Thursday for now, and I just wasn't here on Friday, so... And chances are, if I was here, that probably doesn't happen. So
chances are, if that if I'm there, it happens
Shut
twice.
The hell up!
So I just want to go back to your broadcast education and where you got the idea, you know, that this could be something. Yeah. Have you been watching too much McAfee? You listen to too many podcasts?
I honestly, don't even have time. When all my free time goes to listening to The Fan, listen to KNC, listen
to
G-Bag.
And have you ever heard us say S?
No, I haven't. Okay. So. That one was just off the cuff. I was reading the text, trying to get the Tolos involved, and I just went a little too fast. Went a little too fast. Thought it was one of those things that was allowed. I'm going to go back to blaming Woolchuck. Yeah.
Well, you're really jamming me up right now, bro, because you're trying to get us fined and thrown off the air.
Nico don't know what he's doing.
What? Sorry.
Who was that?
So do you think this reflects on any way on your professor at UNT?
Oh my gosh. I wish I knew their names enough to tell them I'm sorry.
Oh, this explains everything we needed.
And there it is.
Yep.
I'm sorry. I think it's better I don't remember their names probably right now.
Do you feel like this is the last time you'll ever get the quarterback again?
No. Actually, you know, me and Gavin, me and Tim, we had a great talk today.
Not what I heard. It really wasn't a good talk.
I think some quarterbacking in the future. Maybe a Cooper Rush situation where the backup is ready to take over. But for now, we're sticking with the guy that gives us the best option to win, and that's Blake Elliott.
I mean, I do think you give us a great chance to win as long as you don't cost us our FCC license.
Yeah.
You know, so I want to salute the great Chris Strong. What are you thinking about all this, Fred? Is this an asset or a liability?
No, he's an asset. I mean, look, as somebody who has, A, had a run-in with the FCC, B, been fired from a couple different radio stations already, I mean, I'm here. Shocker in the background? Yeah, that's right. Look, I'm the Josh Hamilton of radio, all right? Let's get that straight right now, all right? Little bit of a wild cannon back in the day, all right? But we're going to have an MVP-type career here in Texas, so...
Don't know if that was the reference I'd have gone for, but...
Well, me and my daughter do have a better relationship, so let's get that out of the way.
Okay, that was going to be my first
follow-up. Let's get that out of the way. You guys of all people know that I have a very close relationship with my daughter as I'm watching her dog, and we referenced that last Thursday on the show.
Yeah, we know what reference you use.
So, come on now. Come on, fellas.
You never know what you're going to get with the fan.
You guys don't know.
Neither is FCC.
The Josh Hamilton of sports radio.
That's right.
What comes along with that? Pretty incredible.
MVPs. That's what comes along with it.
Heard you guys had a great time at the game last night.
Oh, we did.
Time last night. And I'll tell you what, I've got, and we talked to Broadus and Wolchuk afterwards. It's actually kind of embarrassing, if I do say so myself.
How much fun you had?
No. It's embarrassing being in the locker room after a game with the Dallas Cowboys.
And why is that?
Because nobody talks.
There's that, and the decorum. You'd have thought they were 7-3 instead of 3-7. So this team acts, and I can say this because I had a fruitful conversation with 14-year NFL veteran Larry Centers this afternoon. This team acts like, A, there's no accountability, there's no leadership, and this is a coaching staff that'll be done in about 4 or 5 weeks.
Wow.
That makes sense. You know, I think that's exactly what is happening. Yeah,
it sure does.
Yeah. Mac and cheese, good though.
That's the real MVP. Yeah, the spread is the real MVP.
It is.
Wolchuk, brisket sandwiches. You know the deal. Mm-hmm.
They didn't have the brisket.
Didn't eat
sandwiches.
Any brisket sandwiches. Oh. I'd already gorged myself at the start of the game. So
what do you guys think about the Deion story? Is that the kind of guy that could reinstill
accountability?
What's he
going to say? I mean, of course he's going to say he's not going anywhere, you know? I mean, you guys said it best. He's got to keep recruits there, all right? And what's he going to say? Yeah, I'm probably going to hightail it out when my son graduates? Of course not.
Yeah, just be honest.
You know? Look, would any of us be surprised if he was the next head coach of the Dallas Cowboys? No.
No.
I would be shocked.
I'll tell you what, he ain't going to be at Colorado. No, I can tell you that much.
I would push back on that because listening to Sean and RJ, I mean, when they did a topic similar about who's going to be the next head coach for the Dallas Cowboys and they mentioned Deion, Bobby, correct me if I'm quoting him incorrectly, any of you guys, but I'm pretty sure he was like, I would be surprised. I don't think Deion would be someone that
the
Cowboys...
Dawson just said he was surprised. Yeah,
yeah. So yeah. I think there are people that would be surprised or would not go for it. We did our top five next head coaches, and Deion was both number one on our list. We got a bunch of pushback from that on the YouTube. So I think he's such a polarizing guy. Some people would love it and think that culture change what you need in the Dallas Cowboys, which me and Fred co-sign. Some people think that's not the direction the Dallas Cowboys are going to go or should go.
I mean, Deion would be awesome. I think you,
Hollywood coach for a Hollywood owner.
Seriously. You let me decide it, I would. But I think Jerry Jones, the reason he stuck with Jason Garrett so long and the reason he stuck with Mike McCarthy is because loyalty is the number one trait that he's looking for, not good coach. Mm-hmm. And he wants to know that when the bullets start flying, he can go into the head coach's office and dictate to him how they're going to handle whatever stories might come down and into the NFL's lap.
Gavin, yeah. Better chance Jason Witten or Deion is your next head coach.
Ooh. Jason Witten. Witten. Times 10, yeah. Even though Deion's probably a 10 times better resume at this point.
Mm. Yeah. I don't like that.
Yeah. I see it. You agree?
Yeah. It's a crazy, it's a crazy idea to think Witten jumping from high school
That's insane.
To the NFL.
Well, Jeff Saturday did it. How'd that work out?
We really shouldn't even be flirting with the idea, but Seriously. It's the Cowboys, so sure, we do.
Mm. All righty, gentlemen. Something to tease here for coming up 8 to 11 this evening.
Radio Gold for 3 hours, top five, Blake It or Leave It, and a little Fair Foul. So greatness, as always. Just following y'all's lead. Just following your guys' lead.
Salute to you, sir. Thanks to Lucius Alexander and the Pimp Cup at Master Control 75 and Fitz. You just went five flawless once again. Thanks to Carter Freeman coordinating your video. Thanks to Men's Tea Clinic in Frisco for having
Absolutely.
Us out here. It's
Great
been
folks.
Outstanding. Men's Health Awareness Month. Give them a call, 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA. Get your edge back. Thanks to Zach Wolchuk, of course. Eric Chiafalo, hopefully back tomorrow. Send him some love on social media.
We'll
Let him know he's missed. For Brian Broaddus, I'm Gavin Dawson. Thanks to Ruben Portillo, remote engineering here with the assist from Ramon Cruz as well during the KMC Masterpiece. Until tomorrow at 2, you're going home with the Jeep Back Nation. At ease.